take us back to that day. Tell us exactly what happened.
I picked Bobby up from school, just like we did every day. We were walking along to go and collect Harry from school. I stuck to the same side as the infants all the time when I was walking along, because on the other side of the road, the side roads are busier. So it just used to worry me more so than the side that I walked along. So we walked along heading towards the Lollipop Man by the juniors. Bobby had his little packet of Frutellas. He was just a couple of steps in front of me, just trotting along, and nothing out of the ordinary. The road was exceptionally busy, what I can remember that day, and the line of traffic nearest to us had come to sort of like a stop, bumper to bumper, and we were nearly where we needed to be. And then all of a sudden, Bobby just sort of went like, "Mum." And he'd seen his friends on the other side of the road, and he just went, "Mum," and just sort of went. And as he just sort of ran, I just sort of looked, screamed his name, and then I could see, like, coming along the other side of the road, which was free flowing, a white van. And do you mean, you know, something's going to hit him? And I just sort of obviously screamed his name, and he turned and looked at me, and then it just hit him, the white van. The van didn't just hit him, it ran him over. And he was just like a little rag doll, you know, under the van. And I don't know, I knew how bad it was because I'd watched how bad it was, but I don't know, it's just the desperation inside you where you're thinking, please, please, he's got to be okay, he's got to be okay. And it just sort of from that point went to a blur, if you know. I think your mind just goes, it's hard.
You said it was like a blur after then. Was it quite a chaotic scene? Obviously, people would have been panicked by what they'd seen. The emergency services came. Does all that just blur for you?
Bits, yeah, and bits don't. I remember just looking at him, and his leg was really, really badly damaged, his left leg, and he was they used to call him a left pegger, you know, with his football. And I remember from his knee down, and I just remember looking at his leg, thinking, his leg. But, you know, the main damage was his head, so. But I think he just sort of blocked that out, and I couldn't, I don't know, it's just so desperate, that the feeling that you've just watched what I watched with your baby, and it's just horrendous, that piece of time where you know, you don't know how bad it is, you do in your mind, but it's just a desperation.
From that point then, Bobby was taken in an ambulance and you went to the hospital.
Yeah, so he was taken in a separate ambulance to me, and we just, you know, Malta's not far from his accident, and it's your mind is just, I don't know, it's just, you're just pleading with anything and anything for them to be okay, and even though I think deep down, you know, I knew. And then it is a bit of a blur from then on, because people were appearing at the hospital, and I was thinking, I hadn't spoke to no one, and I don't think I could speak even at that point, and I was just shaking my head, and then, you know, they took me into a room and just said, you know, he's not going to make it, and then took me to him. And to watch your healthy little boy that's full of fun and got everything to live for, and then to go into a room and see him lying there, you know, the way he was with the amount of injuries that he had, it's just the worst thing in the world. And then it's pointless, isn't it? You know, an accident, he was outside school, you know, probably in where it should have been the safest place for him to be. And that was what happened to him there.
How has it affected your family's life, losing Bobby?
It's just basically killed us, every single one of us. You know, his brothers, Harry in particular, you know, it's just heartbreaking to look at Harry, you know, he just looks so alone all the time. And the babies, they're six now, and we sort of have to relive it all the time with them because they go through, they don't understand that he's not going to come back. And, you know, I remember one of them saying to me, it was Harry, one day, I know you'd never do this, Mum, but if you just give him away to somebody, where's he gone? And, you know, it's just their minds because children don't understand. And I think because he was a child as well, it's just the most frightening thing in the world for them. And not only have they lost their brother, they've lost their mum and dad because everything they know as a family, it's totally gone. Everything around's different and, you know, and they're just surrounded by grief, really.
You've spoken about how heartbreaking the situation is, how awful it was to go through everything with Bob, with losing Bobby. How do you feel when you know that accidents still happen?
I feel physically sick, to be fair, because they're pointless. They're pointless things. They don't have to happen. I know what them people are going to have to go through. I know what they're going to have to deal with. And it's just, it's horrible. And no matter what it's done to us as a family, my little boy has lost his life. You know, he's never going to get, you know, leave school. He's never going to do, you know, get a girlfriend. You know, his whole life is just gone. And I don't know, it's just so hard when you hear these things happening. And I feel like I hear it all the time.
You want there to be Bobby Zones outside every school, and that's what we're campaigning for. How do you think a Bobby Zone will work?
My idea of a Bobby Zone is the main thing is to make people aware that you are approaching a school. So expect the unexpected, really. You know, you slow down. We're fighting for 20 miles an hour. But if you can go slower than that, go slower than that. Don't stop. Don't drop off and pick up and, you know, bumping on the curb, because you're then, the other drivers around it, looking at you and concentrating on getting past you when a child could do something. So, they're not, and also when the park's on the pavement, people having to go on the road to get past them. So it's just awareness, really.
And what would you want people to think when they're going past a Bobby Zone?
Bobby's a little boy. Bobby was a person, a real person with a real family and a real life. And, you know, that's gone for him. And just to make people aware, even if they just change, you know, it's one thing that they do when they're driving and just realise, because obviously you wouldn't want to lose your child and you wouldn't want to be responsible for hurting or killing a child.
It's been 2 years since you lost Bobby. And you've done so much work since then to raise awareness and campaign in his name and in his memory. What would you say to people about your son? How do you want him to be remembered? Do you want this to be his legacy?
Do you know, he was a normal little boy. He weren't perfect, you know, and he was full of fun. And basically, you know, he had a heart of gold. He was a little terror when he wanted to be. And it's just basically he loved helping people. He was so kind. And I just think, you know what, if he can help other children from this, then that's how I want him to be remembered. Obviously, we've paid the ultimate price, but when are people going to change and stop when another child's killed or seriously injured? What is it going to take for people to change?